I could run faster. I could throw a ball farther. And I was a much better student. Hmm. I really should have been born a boy. You know something? I always wanted to be a man. Yeah, I did. No, greater than any man.
Well, you did succeed as no other woman in history.
Thank you,
and,
sir. Yeah.
But how did you escape from such an unhappy home life?
No, I didn't. No. It was all my mother's doing. You see, many years earlier, my mother's brother had been engaged to Elizabeth Budd. He died a few weeks before the wedding. My mother never ceased writing to Elizabeth, especially when she became the Empress. And in one of her letters, she included a miniature portrait of me. Well, the Empress sent back an urgent invitation for us to come immediately to Russia. Mm. My mother was ecstatic. All the arrangements, including her lovely new wardrobe, were completed within 1 week. Mm.
And what about your new wardrobe?
Some handkerchiefs, one pair of stockings, and 3 old dresses.
Really? Well, why were you so neglected?
My mother never forgave me for not having been born a boy.
But didn't you know about the letters?
No. I had no idea why I was even included in this trip. But I was too excited to ask for fear of being left behind. And when we reached Russia, oh, my excitement was magnified 100 times over. Such opulence. But it was the Empress herself who took my breath away. She was... well, she was like a fairy godmother, and I worshipped her instantly.
A real Cinderella story.
Cinderella. Absolutely Cinderella. You know, Elizabeth was, well, she was depraved and ridiculously extravagant, but she was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen in my life. She owned over 5,000 pairs of shoes and 15,000 gowns, many of them covered with real pearls and diamonds.
Sinful, unchristian display.
And we rode in enormous gold coaches, and the Empress gave me my own
Pardon me for interrupting, Your Majesty, but I'm surprised by your description of the Empress Elizabeth, because that's precisely the way the world sees you.